So Wonka has just released in theaters, starring Timothée Chalamet, and this whole entire film depicts and showcases Willy Wonka's life before he became the quote unquote chocolate master, pretty much chocolate god, as people like to say. But is the movie really worth the watch? And is it really worth, buying a movie ticket for it? Because honestly, guys, movie tickets are not that cheap. So in this 5-minute podcast movie review with Amina Lee, I'm going to tell you guys my honest thoughts about this whole entire film. And what is up, beautiful people? It is Amina Lee, and a part of this podcast episode, and if you're new to my podcast, I like to talk everything film, beauty, fashion, and pretty much everything legendary. So don't forget to hit the subscribe button, turn on your post notifications, and of course, you get some bonus points if you rate this podcast on Spotify and Apple. And let's get straight into it. So just a quick little rundown about Wonka. Like I said before, Wonka depicts and showcases Willy Wonka's life before becoming the chocolate master, so before he got the chocolate factory. Pretty much his beginnings is where you this is where you need to watch Wonka. And Wonka takes place on an unknown island. It's not named in the film, and pretty much his whole entire love and inspiration for making chocolate is due to his mother. So with the love of his mother, who unfortunately passed away, he goes to this island who he's always heard amazing stories about. And his mother has even told him in the past, if you want to make chocolate, if you want to taste the best chocolate, you have to go to this place. So this pretty much drives him to go to this specific place. I don't really think that was clear in the movie trailers. So from there, he faces a lot of obstacles. He faces these three main guys who own their own three chocolate, as you can say, royal chocolate factories. So pretty much think of it like Amazon Prime, but think three different Amazon Primes, shipping places, but think of it as chocolate instead, if that makes sense. So he faces a lot of obstacles. He faces obstacles of people trying to take advantage of him at the hotel he's staying at. So, of course, spoilers, leave. And then you have the three main guys who are just watching over everything what Willy Wonka does. And they're trying to see what he's doing. So they're paying the cops to, prevent him from selling chocolate. And Willy Wonka has to go his way around. And this is where Noodles comes in. So Noodles is a young girl. And pretty much from there, she helps Willy Wonka a lot. She helps him escape the hotel, which he signed away his life to, which is pretty much, think of it as a place where you decide to go to a place to just spend a night at, and pretty much it's a literally 100-page contract, and they take advantage of people and they make it seem like it's a 1-page contract, but it's not. Anyway, so thanks to Noodles and the people that are there that, unfortunately took advantage of Willy Wonka and other people who signed their life away, they make it their plan to not only, one, make Willy Wonka sell chocolate in this town that is not named, and two, pretty much make enough money for them to buy out their contracts. So pretty much think of it like a music artist with a contract with a record label, and you're trying to buy yourself out, pretty much. So that's pretty much the rundown. I'm not going to go from beginning to end, but pretty much if you really want to know Willy Wonka's life story before he became the chocolate maker that he is today, this is the movie for you. Now, let's get into, is this movie really worth the watch, or is it really a bummer? Now, Willy Wonka, or just this whole entire film, Wonka, I keep saying Willy Wonka, but Wonka is an amazing film. I'm gonna be so honest with you guys. Even though it's a musical, so definitely expect a lot of singing, expect a lot of dancing. I remember one time I was in the theaters watching it, because I watched the screening before it came out, and I believe it was Wonka, Timothée Chalamet, portraying him. And it was Noodles, and they just started singing because they had to go to a zoo to get giraffe milk. And I was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, okay. But honestly, I really, really loved the movie. And this is somebody who has watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in the past. And honestly, I really think it is a great, how can I say, addition to pretty much Willy Wonka's story. It's not, I feel like a lot of people are trying to talk down in the movie because people think it's a remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. No, I believe it's one of the most, I think it's a really great film to add on and depict Willy Wonka's life beforehand instead of doing a whole entire remake, because we're definitely in the industry now where everything has to be a remake, and it's not like, okay, we're gonna take this character and we're gonna tell their story after this series of events happened, or we're gonna take this actor, this whole entire event, and portray what happened beforehand. I really appreciate the directors and pretty much Timothée Chalamet and the whole entire cast for doing this, because it didn't feel like it was inorganic. It didn't feel like it was inauthentic, and I honestly really, really loved it. So, like I said, this is a 5-minute film review. I'm not going to go super overhand, but I really love the film. I honestly will give it a 10 out of 10. It's a great film. You can go by yourself. You can go watch it with your kids. You can go watch it with your nieces, nephews, cousins, whatever. You guys get the jack, okay? But really, really loved it. The time, you know what, it doesn't feel like, oh my god, like, when is this movie over? It does not feel like that at all. So I'm telling you guys, make sure you guys go watch Wonka. Please do not listen to what anybody is saying about the movie being a remake. So I'm seeing a lot of that online, especially on TikTok. So guys, get your tickets. I honestly think it's worth the tickets. And tickets are expensive now, okay? Okay, but that is it for today's podcast episode, guys. If Willy Wonka is really worth the watch, and honestly, I would give it a legendary 10 out of 10. And before you guys get out of here, I'm going to open up a Spotify Q&A. Let me know what you guys think about the film when you watch it. And of course, do not forget to rate this podcast episode. Do not forget to, of course, review it on Spotify and Apple. And until then, I hope you legendaries have a blessed and magical day. Peace.